Okay, last week, we set up a few Yesedis, and I'd like to just, build on it, and then we'll get more to nitty-gritty of the Sheyesh, okay? The main point, which is plain translation, and that the beginning is HaMitzvah HaAchas, okay? He yechida misuyem eshleima, okay? The osa al kadama, okay? Which doesn't mean hagdomo, which means a premise, okay? Okay. So it means that there's a premise about what a mitzvah is, and if the premise is correct, so then the mitzvah consists of not only mitzvahs, but the dinim. And the dinim are not looked at as something separate, but part of this yechida misuyemes shleima. Okay? Okay, we'll say that. Okay, so that is the point, okay? Now, next point. Now, since a mitzvah is yechida achas shleima, and that's the premise, okay? Then we pointed out that premise in the Rambam is used in many different places, okay? And it's either a reference to the Shrashim, okay? Or a reference to certain premises which the Rambam uses to define mitzvahs. And the two examples are that he's not using it to talk about the Shrashim per se, is the mitzvahs of Tumah, the premise that the Dinei Tumah is a mitzvah, and the other premise, the Mikra Kodesh, is an Aseh of Meloch. Correct? Okay. Now, just that this is a correct, so what does it mean? A premise is something you can draw conclusions from. Okay? And that's very clear in the Tshuvos of Yeshua Nogid. L'sheilo al shuma nikris hamitzvah, it's going on the mitzvah. Mikdama hagdoma hazois, amikdama hazois is referring to the beginning. Hamitzvah achas, very clear, there's no doubt about it. Inizeh behetem l'mashe masikin mimeno. It's something, a premise, which you can draw conclusions from. Okay, so, there's another Ksav Yad which says something similar. He quotes, V'nikris mikdama kiboinim oleo es hachakiru batanoim. Okay, whatever that means exactly, but this is, okay? So that's it, okay? Whatever other people say, that's the pshat. Okay. Now, the amazing thing, the next step is that the Rambam, in his reference, refers to the Shurashim as Mikdama many, many different times. Okay? It is true in the 10th Shurash that he uses something like Mikdama. But the 10th Shurash is about something which is really an introduction, because he says that the how to make the chalis lechem aponim is not the mitzvah, okay? It's a hagdoma to the mitzvah. But at the beginning of the Shurash, when he talks about it, he uses a different word, which in the Arabic is a introduction, which he hasn't used in the other places. And then, for some reason, which you have to understand, he takes liberty to use mikdama once he's clearly defined deduction. We have to understand what that means, but that, I think, is pretty clear. Okay? So that we have that now. The next step is, so the question is, what does it mean that he's referring to al mikdama on the shroshim? And what does he call the Shroshim Etzel Shurish? Okay? So really, it's the same type of thing. Because a Shurish, the Rambam said clearly in Shurish Beis, when he's referring to something else we'll come back to, that a Shurish is something that sprouts forth branches. Okay, there's pawa in the Arabic, pawa, which is branches, and there's the shurish, okay? So then, the logical conclusion is, he's calling these shurashim, even though it's not a natural thing, but the shurashim are the premises which you can build the system of Tayag mitzvahs upon, and it's also those roots, which if you water them properly and understand them properly, you can come to the conclusion what the Tayag mitzvahs are. Okay? So it's really something very similar. We have to understand why he calls it, when he's talking about them per se, he calls them shoshim, okay? And why, when he refers to them later, he refers to them as al-mikdama, we have to understand. That's not really the issue, but the fact that he clearly equates them with the similarity, at least, that's very important. And that's this issue that you have something which gives forth to something else, which you can, a premise which you can conclude from, okay?
We have to prove every premise?
That is the major... That is an amazing thing, okay? Even though the Rambam says in one place that he's proving them, the Rambam does an amazing thing. Because if you go through the Shroshim, you find something very interesting, okay? He's very lax in proving his premises, okay? Sometimes he does, sometimes the given. I'll give you examples, okay? But when it comes to his attack, and I saw this in the Bahag, he brings clear proofs from the Talmud or from the Sifri or the Sifra or the Mechilta. The proofs are clear, okay? The premises are what he looks as premises, and the word in the Arabic, in the original philosophical sense, doesn't necessarily mean something which is proven, okay? So for example, I'll give you an example, we'll leave it at that, okay? And they're probably, we can go through them one at a time and see. For example, that a Pirush HaMekubal could become a mitzvah and a minyan. He starts off in Cherish Beis and he assumes it, okay? Without a proof. In fact, all the mitzvahs which the Rambam quotes based on the Pirush HaMekubal are not found in the Bahag. However, he goes to town in the discussion about the Ribui from Esther, Rabbis, Tamil Chachomim. He goes to town and attacks him with Mekiris in the Talmud, Meneu Bey, that you can't say what the Bahag says. So that, I think, is basically typical of his approach. When it comes to his premises, which he's building his system on, he's ready to accept them as postulates, even though they're not proven, okay? Well, logic dictates them, and I'm not getting involved in that, but even though not proven. And when it comes to taking, to dealing with the Bahag, it's clear proofs, okay? Oh, it could be, it won't be like that in general, but that's an example.
You can't attack him without proofs.
I understand that. Okay, good. I'm okay with everything. I'm just pointing out the fact. Now, let's take the following. Now, I want to show you some things, okay? Let's hear now. So, in fact, okay, there's a very interesting thing. Dagdoma to Mishneh Torah, you see, we have in this, in literature, we call it introduction, okay? Does the Rambam write in the beginning of Mishneh Torah introduction? Okay. The remarks that he's making before Sefer Mitzvahs, okay, and the Mishneh Torah, before he's before he writes the Bnei HaKotzim, he doesn't call it introduction, okay? Similarly, in the what we call Hakdoma to Sefer Mitzvahs, if you notice, all I see in the Arabic, there's no Arabic over here, Kapach takes the liberty of putting a bracket and saying Hakdama. Okay. However, in the 14th Sheresh, when he has what Kapach translates as Hakdama, the second half, we has it, which is really a premise, another premise, okay? Word itzad of lekach hakdama zu means another premise, okay? And there he says mikdama, okay? So, correct? Okay. So that's what we have, okay? Now, just before, let me show you something else. Now, a tshuva from Yeshua Nogin in Klal Beis, or in Sheresh Beis, whatever you want to call it. Ketzad leforish diburo ika, that's what I don't listen in Arabic, so I'm not sure the translation in Arabic, calls atzel. How do you translate atzel? Tshuva. Shemimenu reitzim lilmoid anaf. So I'm not sure, but this lilmoid, anaf is perua, the lilmoid is a brat. I'm not sure what happened over here. Shemimenu reitzim lilmoid anaf. Okay? And that is, so it's the same type of idea. Okay? So all I'm telling you is I think that you see, the original meaning of the word atzel in Arabic is referring to sheresh. A more modern meaning is klal or principle, okay? Kapach has decided to translate it as klal, okay? It's not clear to me at all after the Rambam's equation of klal, of etzel and mikdama, that's a proper approach. Okay, now let's continue. Before we go on, I just want to sit down. You have to set down the olive base. Now, I'll just show you a few things and then we'll see. Okay, now. He says, in the beginning, the Sheresh did his preface, okay? The Akhtim Shiroshim Shiroi Lismach, I'm quoting. The Akhtim Shiroshim Shiroi Lismach Aleim B'minyan HaMitzvahs. That's what it's all about. It's what you can base B'minyan HaMitzvahs on. The Rambam, I just want to tell you one thing. You shouldn't make a mistake. The Rambam never said that these Shiroshim were given to Moshe at Sinai, but in retrospect, these are the premises which we can base Tayag, which we can come to the conclusion what the Tayag mitzvahs are. But the Rambam never made such a statement, and I think it's mad to say that. He's not saying that Moshe gave to the Rebbeinu Shel these 14 principles which he's written over here. The Rebbeinu Shel gave it to Moshe, okay? Then I'll give you a few other quotes, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, the first one, again, let me just finish it. V'aktim shloshim shugoy lismach aleim b'mina mitzvahs, u'kishis amis minyonom b'maymo hazeh, that's the minyan ha-mitzvahs, b'rayim v'rerish ein bo sofek. It's a combination of premises plus proofs for each individual mitzvah. That's what he says. B'maymo hazeh, b'rayim v'rerish. Okay. Another quote. V'ani ato maschil b'zichroin ha-shroshim sh'roi lismoch aleim b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. V'heim arba osa shroshim. Ach she'aktim she'kol ha-mitzvah sh'ichlom seifa ha-teira she'tzivu oisom Hashem bohem heim sh'roish me'ais. Because we use these shloshim in order to conclude what the mitzvahs are, we have to know what we're aiming for. And that's what he tells us. Okay. Now, another quote. V'zeh ma shelo yite boy echod mikol mi shemona ha-mitzvahs kloy ma shezeu minyonam ela shishtab shushibush godo bedvom ha-menuyim. Kmoshi is boyer b'mayma hazeh. That's in the minyan. V'zeh mipinei. Why did they make the mistake in the minyan of Tayyag? V'zeh mipinei shenelmu mehem inyonei albo osa shoshim agolu ashe avayram ato. If you don't have these 14 premises which you can conclude what the mitzvahs are, you're going to make mistakes. And the Mag did not have these 14 premises. Now, let me do you something. We'll go back before, but I'm just going to go back, and you'll see the reason why I have this in order. Now, in Shurish Chi, he says like this: We mashiroi letzarif el hashirish hazeh mashanim va'aroi v'hu. This is the premise or the root of what mitzvah is all about. You be mine tzivuyim asholos v'inyonim. Who b'tnai shiye b'inyin ha-mushol v'meno lav bilvad b'chol inyin v'inyin. However, in us holish in the separate love. O raya shiom rua matikim shiivdil minyonim zemize. But if you have one love with many different inyonim, unless the Bali al Mesera said that they're separate, they're one in minyonim mitzvahs. V'chivu asho lokol e'inyon mehem. This is a shayish to understand what mitzvah is all about. Another quote. Uma, and also from Shoresh Tashi. Uma she bial bialu shu chayim achas al akol nimna oisei mitzvah achas. It is one malchus, it's one mitzvah, it is many inyonim with one word lo. Kifi ma she osadnu b'sherish hazeh. Shelo yilka echod shtei malkeis mishem echod. If the shtei malkeis are either shnei shemos, if it's shnei shemos, it's shnei mitzvahs. B'shum ponim, b'kivin shichiyavnu b'biyo, b'chol inyim v'yim yosin yonim anilvim, shelo yikin al kol echod v'echod, u'shuhu, sh'osin kulma bas achas lo yikin malkeis halbe, yodanu b'hechach, shehem shemos, how be yim the kol inyan b'nifra? This is the shesh. This is how you conclude about mitzvahs. Now, the way he concludes shesh test. Hine kvar pirashnu ze hashirish agodlo. This is the big root. Klima lav shebekolos. Because in lav shebekolos you can understand a lot. Because there are many in your living one lab. Vodanu ma mimenu lechalik. Uma mimenu lav shebekolos bovad ve'eichayom alachas. There's one malchus, or many malchus. Vasher hu lechalik nimne b'mitzvus harbe. Vasher eino lechalik nimne mitzvah achas. Now listen to the way he ends. Not only said it was a shayrish before, but listen now. V'sim ha-shayrish ha-zeh b'kololusoi neged einecha tomid. This shayrish test should be in front of God, like shvis ha-shem ha-neki tomid. I thought, excuse me. V'sim ha-shayrish ha-zeh b'kololusoi neged einecha tomid ki hu mafteach godo מיוי לאימוס למיטס לאימוס מיניין המיצס. If you want to know if your מיניין המיצס are MS or not, or the שורש תשיעי. That's what it's all about. Okay? Next. Now, we'll go back and we'll see a few others, okay? שורש שני. Now here I'm going to show you a few times we'll have to deal with the word etzel, where it always means a shurish and not, and I'll show you the issue. Okay. Yeah. This won't be okay. Shurish sheli gulai tachshav shebrech l'noisan l'fisha enon vadoyois. They're not, you know, maybe Chazal don't know how to use the Yud Gimel Midas properly, and maybe, you know, we don't know. U'l'fisha adina yetze b'midah hi Emes or ain't no emes, avada ain't no avada. Ain't so is a sibo. El sibo minesha kol mashe mutsiin heim anofim minashoshim. The yud gimu midays are anofim coming from the shoshim. But what are the shoshim? Shenemu moshe besine bebeo. Theim shesh meois ushalash esoy midas. The yud gimu midays are the anofim that come out of the tayyag mitzvahs. And that's the way you motzi them. This will be very important, we'll see it later. The question is how serious to take this. So he's clearly calling it a sheresh, okay? And it's something which gives a rise to branches, okay? And he's saying that those which the branches, not minyan mitzvahs. I only ask you a question. Isn't this the same idea as what he's presenting over here in the beginning of Sheresh Zion? He says, HaMitzvah Achas. What does he say? HaMitzvah Adak, HaMitzvah Achas. He in his he yechida achas mesuyem shleima v'ischayin oisa hakdomo the oisa the premise the mikdama tzibuyim b'asholus rabbis b'dinei atera. The yechida shleima consists of the mitzvah plus the dinim which you derive from that. Okay, and here he's doing a tosh al peh. How do you derive these dinim? The Yud Gimel Midas. Okay? And that's the principle which he really has set up in Sheresh Beis, that the Tayyag Mitzvahs are the Sheresh and the Yud Gimel Midas are the way to take out the Anofim, the Dinim, from the Mitzvahs. See, even though the Tzivuim and Asholos are not in the Minyan, because the child cannot be the same as the father. And that's what he's doing, really. This, what he has in Sheresh Beis, and this, what he's doing over here, is pretty much the same thing. Okay.
But here, even if the dinim are mefurish.
That's the next step. I'm talking about the first step. Okay, I know. That's when he takes a step that he's doing. Ah, he goes to the step. But the first step is not that, correct? I'm working on the first step. Okay. Now, if this is correct, okay. Now, here very interesting issue. See, this I discussed with Professor Langemann, okay? And he told me that the rule of thumb is that the translation should be Sherish. However, if you're of Etzel should be Sherish, but if you're at a point of no return and the context said you can't do it, so we have to see what we can do, okay? So let's just see what the issues are, and maybe we can deal with all of them. Okay? I just want to get this one. Now listen to this one, okay? And that's what he called me. He called me to quote him. Ha-tilgum ha-meduyik shel etzel hino sherish. Kodem kol. Sherish shel etz ol tzemach u-mishom ba-achobo le-mevonim ha-chedim. If you can do that, or when you can do that. Okay? And then he says that, however, if you can't, maybe in context, maybe you have to learn. Okay. Now, another time in Sherish Hasheni, we use the word Etzel. Okay? If these next three, or whatever it is, are going to become interesting. Three or four, see exactly how many we have. Ukva higanu higiu b'miut simas libom liyoyse koshe mizeh. וזה שהן כשמוצו דרש בפוסק שמסחייב מן הדרש ההוא לעשות איזה פולו או הסרחקוס מאיזה עניונים ואין כולם ויסופי דרבונם. That's all these cases like ביקחוילים the ביקחוילים whether it's תקופס, גמטריס, whatever ימנו עושם בכל המצוס ואף על פי Shepashte deko lo yor al dover beis binyan. It's against pashe deko. There's no way you can conclude this a pashe deko. There's no pirushim makobel, which he discussed at the beginning of the shorish, and pashe deko doesn't go like that. Then he says like this: im hashoyresh the etzo shehu ilunu boy aleha masholam vo omrom zal ein mikol yotze b'nei pshuta. There is an etzel, a sherish, called Ein Mikra Yetzel Vipshimdoi. Which are Talmud Shoyer B'chol Mokum, Gufi Dekor V'may Kol Kamadabe. So what I'm only wondering is the Rambam calls Ein Mikra Yetzel Vipshimdoi, it basically is the sherish to understand whether something's a mitzvah or not. Because if it's Pshimdoi, and there's no Pirushim Makobo, then that's the only thing that can be the mitzvah. Okay, you can derive from this what is a mitzvah and what is not a mitzvah. And if it's a mikliyotzeh b'shutai, so meila, you can't do that. Okay, so the question is, does he mean the idea of shirish over here, or it just means an ikka, or it's a principle, okay? That's one case. That's in shirish base. Now, in Sherish Gimel, I'm just going back and looking back at things. In Sherish Gimel, he says like this: the Omnam Kivanu BeOmrom BeSinai, the beginning of Sherish Gimel, LeIka HaTeira. That's Etzel. Etzel Alshia. Okay, that's Etzel or Ika HaTeira, whatever that means. SheNesinoso Hoyisa BeSinai. And then he quotes. V'yat l'cho es ha-teir v'ha-mitzvah. So what does he mean, ikar teir, not ikar teir? What does he want? So my suggestion, and this is out of my mind, that you give me this, were only formulated in Tayyag Mitzvahs. And it's only Teira and Tayyag Mitzvahs, the Ikat Teira, the Sherish of Teira, that you can sprout of the demon and use Yud Gimunus to sprout. And this is the Sherish where he says the Tayyag Mitzvah Nemo the Teiris. But a Mitzvah is Shah, there's no Yud Gimunus. Yud Gimunus, Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to us. And he was moisei it at the end of Aboyim, and he used it himself during the Aboyim Shor and Aboyim Shona, and gave it over. This is the tool to interpret Tayyag Mitzvahs. And this is what he does in Sherish Sheni, that he uses the Yud Gimel Midos to sprout the branches of the Tayag Mitzvah. That's what he's doing. So maybe it's the same thing here. Okay? No. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, then it means something like Ikon, it means something else, you know. Then you have to say that the context is machayev you to have a broader meaning than that. The question is, maybe it's not necessary. Okay? Next. Now, if that's correct, let's go now over here. Second, in Shurish, in Shurish, Shurish Zion, okay. Now, let me show you this. Here, when you go on, he has a word like this. He goes like this. He says, he has like this. Later, the Achshah came when he gets into the Psukim. Ukvato bezeh ha'ovi, which is Rabbis. Lefi, shekol ma shenim sekosu, what was the mistake of the Achshah Lelis? Monu, mibli la'ayin, bi'ika ha'mitzvah, v'loi bi'hilcheser otna'eho. Ika mitzvah is also etzel mitzvah. Okay? So I think if you go back and you start with the original premise that a mitzvah achas hi yichide misuyem eshleimo and the Ika ha-mitzvah is the sheirish of the mitzvah, which you can sprout from it the dinim through Yud Gimel Midos, this is exactly what is going on. And that's why he calls it Etzel. And that's the Ika. Okay? Okay? I'm not sure, 100%, I'm not trying to sell you anything. It's either this is the Pshat, or it's more in a metaphorical sense of Ika and really not something like that. Okay. The one that I was a little bit confused about, I got to that point, I said to myself, everything's okay. And this is, this is what I really wrote to Professor Lamb. I'm just wondering, you know, whether, and this one I'm not sure about. Until this point, you know, I can say, you know, I can imagine it. I wouldn't take a shvu on it. But, you know, someone tell me just to think it's okay. The problem is, however, when you get to Shurish Yudalad, there's a line which bothers me, which I'm not sure. I have an idea, but I'm not sure. Shurish Hayudalid Kfar Bianu Bitchilas Makes Sheko Azhova Shishai Voivo Lea Kores Bilvad Omis Bide Shamayim Imis Bare Shoivir Shova Hoivir Al Hoazhova Ahi Vihizit ba'avoinahu be'edim v'hasro aloike. V'af alpi she'ike mishpotei she'edino moso la'shamayim. That's Etzel. The Etzel of the mishpot is moso la'shamayim. Okay? The question is, for example, Chayve Krisis Shemunilku Niftu Bide Krisoson is Ki'ilu the Ik, the Sheresh of the Oynesh is Misa de Shamayim or Kores, but in there is a anaf of a kiyum of that in Malkus. In other words, what does he mean by calling it Ika Mishpotai? Is he just saying that's the main Mishpot and this is the, you know, a side thing? Or there's some relationship with you two? And he's basically referring to the din of Chayvei Krisis, Shelokul, Niftu Videi Krisosa.
Well, how rich a language is Arabic? It's like English or Hebrew.
I can't tell you. You can discuss it. I mean, I have nothing more to say. I just ask these questions. You know, we can go further on thing. I don't know. I mamish know something. My knowledge of Arabic is probably less than yours, okay? Because, you know, I haven't even had dealt with the Poland or something. I know nothing, okay? But, you know, I just have a feel for things that, you know, this word, you know, we should look into, okay? So that is my first part of the shiur. So now we see premises and we see what the Rambam is trying to do. And that's why this precedes the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because these are the premises upon which Minyan HaMitzvahs are based. Okay. Now, next point, okay? We'll just try to... I decided, you know, we have to be malach, even though I could have makatze, but I think this, if you don't have this, you don't got it, okay? I'm not sure at the end where to draw the line, okay? So I'm leaving it up to you. That's how far, that's where I found this Etzel so far. Maybe the other places, but it's very interesting. Okay. Now, we have this. Next. The Rambam says that as far as the mitzvah of chalitza and yibum, okay, im shtei mitzvahs mi mitzvah say b'zeh sheibo machlekes, and that is correct because the halachas do this does agree with this point. Okay, I just want to show you. You know, it's a little interesting that, you know, the way he does it, he uses this as a basis to prove something else. But he doesn't go to town of the Bahab, but other issues which he could have done. And I'll show you, he does that a little bit in the Minyan HaMitzvah, the Maimar Zeh. I'll show you, okay? What the Bahab does is in mitzvahs kumvasei, mit kufnun hahei is chalitza, and kufnun vav is yibum. Okay. However, when it comes to pidyon petach hamor zayin, okay, he has a mitzvah called pidyon petach hamor. There's no mention of arifa. And when it comes to yiyud and pidyon of Omer V'riyah, also no mention of anything there. So when it comes to that, it's a complete blank. When it comes to Petach Hamor, it's only Petach Hamor. And when it comes to Yibum Chalitza, it's Yibum Chalitza. So the Rambam, you know, just pick Yibum Chalitza because there's no machlekes. I'm just not sure why he doesn't go to town about these issues. Now I'll show you in Sefer Mitzvahs. Let's just start before, but he does in the listen to what he does here. Elu parshiyos chukim mishpotim amesuv letzibur. Aleph parshiyos Sanhedrin gedoyla ktano. Dini nefoshes, dini momeris, ever ivri, umoicha atzmo imochu bezdin, v'nimcha lenochri, v'yom evriya. That's what he does. Okay. Petach hamor is a mitzvah stam. No mention of arifo. And om evriya is b'chal, the parashis together with Sanhedrin on bezdin. Okay, say that. Interesting, you know. Okay, that's not my point here. Now, Mishnah Bechayis, Yud Gimel Amen Aleph. Mitzvahs HaPdiya, Kedemis the Mitzvahs HaRifo. Shenemar, Im Leisifte Varafte. That's what Terry says, Im Leisifte Varafte. Mitzvahs Yida, Kedemis the Mitzvahs HaPdiya. Shenemar, Asher Lo Yodo Behefto. Mitzvahs HaYibum, Kedemis the mitzvah chalitza. Amishna. The Rambam learned that the Matiki Hashmua, by saying mitzvahs, are giving you the mafteach to what's a mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs. Now just see what he does. Mitzvah pei beis. He should see bonu. One second. He should see bonu. La'loif petach amo. Im loy. Nirtzeh liftoisa. He's working very hard on this. For omoy is ale. The im loy sifte var after. Ukva is boy dine mitzvah zu kein meseches b'chayis. So means that this mitzvah has been. It's not a raya brura, but you know, that's what he uses. That's what he's doing now. Then he says, listen to this. Yesh lamak shesh yik sholai. That the chochm kakum. And ask a question. Yesh lamak shesh yik sholai. V'yoyma le'eze dovo. Monisa p'diosai v'arifosa b'shnei mitzvahs. And lemaisa, the Bahag doesn't. He doesn't even have polemics with the Bahag here. V'loi monisa isa mitzvah achas. V'tiye arifa midine ha-mitzvah k'mo shekibalto b'sheres Hashvi'i. Oh, that's what Shvi'i is about. That you're not moin the dinei mitzvah. So say that Arifa is the dinei mitzvah. And he shouldn't be a minion. So listen to what he does. Listen to this. This is very important. Hine yoidea hakeo at Rebbein Shalom knows ki hadin. No, the person, the Maksha, who said this, he's correct. And it should be like that. Lule, Mashe Matsonu Lehem Loshen Hamira, Al Hayyus Mishte Mitzvahs. The rule of thumb is that dinim are not separate mitzvahs, because that's what the premise Zion is all about. V'omrom mitzvahs p'diyah k'idem is the mitzvah rifa. Otot the matiki ha-shmua came and told you that it's two. And that it's not dinim, but the misery is that it's two separate mitzvahs. Okay? U'mitzvahs yibum k'idem is the mitzvah chalitza. Ukimo Shayivoma Muchenis Im Liibum Olechalitza, the two possible options. Vayibum mitzvah, Vachalitza mitzvah. I assume, since the Aloch disagrees, he doesn't even mention it. Ko Achis Mehen mitzvah v'neatzmoy, Kamoy Sheniskal. Kein Petachamo Muchan. All the pedia, all the arifa, vizu mitzvah, k'mo shamalno. So the question is, and this we'll have to know, is the general thing that Chazal of the Matriki Hashmua have this obligation to tell you that it's a mitzvah? In other words, if the Kabbalah was, you see, you needed a Kabbalah over here. Because the rule of thumb needed a Kabbalah, the premise is the premise. And the premise is assumed at Sinai. And you needed a Kabbalah to tell you not like the premise. Okay, isn't that amazing?
See, there's a mitzvah, arava keitza, mitzvah lulav keitza. Rav is not a separate thing.
Okay, that's what he goes out and he points out that it's chelke, that's basically, that's what Shevish Yer Aleph is about. Okay? Okay, and you'll see about that. That's something different. You're correct?
All right.
Okay, say it. Now, therefore, when it comes to Mitzvah Pei Aleph, he doesn't have a discussion about it. He should see Vora lift his petach hamor b'seh levad, u'shelo yifte b'zulos, he's not saying, oh, you say, seh lekayim. V'om yis'ale petach hamor tifte b'seh. But doesn't prove anything. The chamitzah, that was never the issue. The issue is that the makshe is going to come and ask. That, ah, shoshvi. And he does the same thing in Reish Lamed Gimel, because the Bahag only counts what?
Wouldn't it be more logical to put this mitzvah concept in the Shoresh?
That's what I was pointing out. That's what I told you, that no. You see, I think what's happening is the Rambam has a general principle, and that I think is pervades the Shoreshim. Then wherever something is a mitzvah, the Matiki HaShmur tell us that. Okay? If they have to. Therefore, the rule of thumb is that if it's Yigimu Midas, it's not Minyan HaMitzvahs. However, if the Matiki HaShmur say Guf Teira or Deraisa in Sherish Beis, then it is. You get the impression that the Matiki HaShmur, or that the Maseirah was working. In other words, these principles, I don't think the Rambam was, you know, came to say, or the Rabbeinu Shalom gave Moshe these principles, but these principles are assumed, and if we're contradicting these principles, the Baalei HaMaseirah, the Maseirah of Tayyag Mitzvahs, would have to tell you that this is a mitzvah. And the same thing over here.
That's across all the Shoreshim.
That's across all the Shoreshim. It's not a particular, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But that's a major thing. Because see, that's someone asked me. You know, it's an odd thing. Why should the rule of thumb be that if the Matiki HaShmur don't say Guf Teira, if they, this is double negative, okay, if they refrain from saying Guf Teira or Deraisa, then we assume that it's not a mitzvah, just because of that? So the answer is, that's their job. As Baalei HaMaseirah, to tell us the Tayyag Mitzvahs. So in Mela, if they don't, omission is commission. If they don't tell us, we know that it's not in the Minyan of Mitzvahs. And that's what they did over here. And that's what he says, Yudea Kel. That we would have said that Arifa is not a mitzvah unless the Matik Yeshmur come and said this Mishnah Bechiris. It's an amazing thing. An amazing look at the Maseirah. But this goes back again, I would assume, but I can't tell you, that what I always tell you, that the Rambam learns in the Pirush Mishnayis, the Hakdoma in Pirush HaMishnah, that he says that the Ketzat say the Mishnah, that the Maseirah was Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the Mikom Chukom, which was the mitzvah that they wrote down, and he taught them the Teresh HaPeh. He taught them in each case the Yechida Misiyam B'Shleimo HaTeirah VaMitzvah. And that's what Maseirah is all about. And that's the obligation. So it comes out, the Rambam is diametrically opposed to the Ramban. The Ramban, Sherish Aleph, seems to say, maybe we don't know, maybe Tayyag is just, you know, Rav Simloy's idea. Even if it was on Rav Simloy's idea, you know, which mitzvah we're in and which mitzvah not, you know, that's not the obligation of Chazal. And even in the Hakdoma to Chumash, where he says that the mitzvahs were given at Sinai, but what were mitzvahs and what were not mitzvahs, that was never said. And the Rambam seems to say, oh, that's what the Maseirah is all about. And it's not only that the Maseirah is all about, He seems to say that's the obligation of the Chachmei HaMesira to give over what are the Tayag mitzvahs and what are not. Okay? Otherwise, these diukim don't make any sense. You can usually, I was brought up, you can only medayik from commission, not omission. The Rambam says you can medayik from omission. It's a major thing. Next. Okay. That he does the same thing in Omer Vriya, Reish Lamed Gimel. He should see Voro Lisa Omer Vriya. Im Adonair Shekona Oisa Abinoi. Vizais he misses year. Befeilish! Befeilish Omru! That's not the Pirish of Makubo. Mitzis year could them is the Mitzis Pedia. Lo Omru is Ale Hashem lo Yehoda Behefra. And then he tries to prove that Pedia is not Midini HaMitzvah, but Pedia is a separate mitzvah. That's why in when it comes to Omer Vriya, the Lisa, the Yehud, the Mishnah is enough. But when it comes to the Pedia, he works a little harder. Mitzvah Sei Reish Lamed Daled. He should Tzivon Oliftes Omer Vriya. Bromo Yisrael Vahofte. Upedia Zu. Because you can't say that it's a din because it itself has so many dinim. It's an interesting thing. Again, the idea that the fact that there's a mesechta and we deal with the dinim is a rayin, that it's a mitzvah because that's dinim. Vishom is by Dino Mavriya Alashlemus. Over Mechilta Amu. The Befeirish im Shosh Eile lo Yaase lo. Amu. Yayed locho o lebincho o Yifte o Pedeosa. Again. See here, he's going on. He has the mitzvah. He has the mishnah ready before. To tell you that it says this and that. But he wants to just bang the point here, because you could have said that it's only a din. Now, I'm not sure, I don't want to get involved in this. You get the impression about Avram that you have to prove about the Rambam tried to prove about Yibun also, is he soon? I don't want to get involved in that, okay? What I do want to get involved is the next point. And here, I'm bankrupt, okay? Mitzvahs Asei Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin. Ki shetzivonu lishchoy Pesach Sheni. Mi shenimna mimenu Pesach Rishon. Who Omo Yisale Bachinish Hasheni, be Abu Osala Chinish, Ben Aboim Yasloisa. Ubekan, Yesh Lamacha Sheik Sholai, Vioi Melai, Momazetimne, Pesach Sheni, Vizese, Mashik Damnu, Mashik Damto, Beshurish Hashvi. Check that out, it's Almik Dama also with it. Okay? Okay? Or it could be just Kodim. That doesn't make it, I don't think it makes a difference. Be'omucha shedin ha-mitzvah lo yimne mitzvah fnei atzmo. So why you say Pesach Sheni is a din of Pesach Rishon? Yoda ha-mak shekushe zeis shehachomim kvar choku v'Pesach Sheni imir dinoi kedin Pesach Rishon. It's a din. Oh, hutzivui nema ba'atzma. Oh, it's a separate mitzvah. L'chari, those are the two days. O poska alocha shutzivui nema ba'atzma. O l'kach roi limba yisrei yisrei b'fnei atzma. ומו פסוחים אמו, חייב כוס על הראשון, חייב כוס על השני, דיבר רבי, רב נוסן רבי, חייב כוס על הראשון, ופות על השני, וכו' וכו'. והלוך כרבי, נסבר לך מה שאמרנו, שומר, איזה בזה וזה, הלכוך, רגל מישהו וכו', דיבר כל חייב, איזה דוס, אני סס, הוא חי לרבי שאין ודאי, והלוך בזה כולה כרבי. זה יהיה רבו ישראל. Lechera, everything points that the Baal Yom Seder and the Matiki HaShmur tell you what Hayan Mitzvahs are. Okay? And the Rambam says at the beginning of Shor Sheni, and he says it in Pirush Mishnayis very clearly, Shedivrei Kabbalah Ein Behem Machlekes. So, how can you have a machlekes? So when the Rambam goes out of his way and say for mitzvahs, is the reason why mitzvahs, because there is a machlekes, we pass it like Rebbe. So it means the chayek on the other Tana should be separate mitzvah, separate minyan. And the Matiki HaShmua have to tell us that it's a mitzvah. That's what Rebbe's trying to do. Because you would have said that it's a din. And the rule of thumb is that it's not. What is going on over here? How can this be the point? How can this machlekes? How can the Rambam of all people say nishtikl teir? That's an amazing question, I think. And I have no clue what the answer is. Whether you would have said that in general, the Chachmei Masechta tell us all tayag mitzvahs, or you would have told you that in general they don't have to, but if it violates Shor Shvi something that they have to tell you, or Shor Sheni they have to tell you, but he violates Shvi, so they have to tell you. So here's Matiki HaShmur. So it's Matiki HaShmur. So what's the scoop? Amir Hashem, next week, I'd like to take up this term. He has Hakdamot, which is Al Mikdama Togonios. What does it mean? Premises, Tere is being used as an adjective. Togonios, it's Al Shia. And we'll see exactly how the Ram uses this in another place in Sefer Mitzvahs and what the term means. Okay, that Amir Hashem is next week. I'm sorry I belabored the point, but I think everything that I spoke about over here was very important. And have a good Shabbos and a Chag Sameach.